Radio.
Kicked off with a Temper song tonight, huh?
Love it, man. What are you talking about?
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Guess what? Big D's back in the house.
So, hey, I took a week off. What's up with that? Took a week off and here we are back.
Yeah, you come back and I come back too. What's up with
that? I know. And, by the way, Jay needs to shred 750 pages of top secret paperwork.
Government secret.
Hey, Jay.
The comments coming out on Facebook is, ask Hillary Clinton, ask the FBI, ask the DOJ.
Hey, Jay, have you ever heard of a big garbage can and just burn it?
It's a bunch of checks. Let me just leave it at that. I don't want to put checks in the garbage can and let people write their own paychecks. So, yeah.
Oh, me.
It's a box of duplicate checks.
Like duplicate
the numbers are duplicated. So.
Well, don't let Christopher Greer get around you. Good Lord, he'll be buying us all dinner. We'll be eating good with your bad checks. Look, in studio, we've got the usual musical crew in the house. And Zach Ratliff from New Life Church, Arab, Alabama, youth minister. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Zach. How are you doing, brother?
Pretty good yourself.
I'm doing great, as always. I tell you what, we always lead our show off in prayer, so I'm going to let you do that.
All right. Lord, we come before you right now, God. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to be in your presence, Lord. We thank you for each and every person represented in this room, all the families, God. We just ask that you take your, have your way in the show tonight, God. Just touch each and every one of us, Lord. Just whatever needs to be said, God, have your way tonight. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So, Zach, we need to get you used to our routine, okay? We love to have fun on the Big D Radio Show, but let me tell you something. All of us, we're a bunch of Jesus freaks in here, okay?
Come on now.
And so that's what we love to get our groove on is
Amen.
Talking about Jesus. Now, we will act goofy otherwise, but
right.
we always put him first, though. And that's just how we are.
Amen.
We always say we're absolutely nothing without him.
That's right.
So that's how we roll at Live 95.5. By the way, anything that I say is not the same agreement with the staff of Live 95.5 because you never know what I'm going to say. So I always try to cover them.
It's always good to have a disclaimer.
I always have to say something because somebody's usually going to yell at me for something I say.
Right.
Zach, how is the youth ministry at New Life Church?
Man, it's awesome. Our youth pastor, Brother Steve Haddon, he's really taking me under his wing and just really showed me how to interact with the young people and, you know, really giving me a burden and a passion, you know, to see them grow, you know, because I never really had that growing up, and to see somebody hungry for that and the desire that he has, you know, it's truly humbling to see somebody, you know, work the way he does and interact with the people the way he does and just to see God use him in a mighty way, you know, it's great.
Is there, can I give you some advice?
What is it?
If you take candy and stuff like that every Sunday, you'll win the kids over quick.
Right. We're feeding them pizza tomorrow night.
Well, hey, look, me and Christopher Greer may be there for free pizza.
Hey, Chris going to have to bring his own because you know how that dude eats.
Well, that's awesome, man. How long have you been in this position with New Life Church?
Pastor Cheryl approached me with it probably, my wife and I, probably a year ago, actually. Yeah, about a year ago, just asked if we'd come on board. You know, the Haddons were needing some help, and we were really hungry to be used in the church, and thank God he gave us the opportunity. You know, it's really helped us grow, and
that's awesome.
God's really working in our lives.
That's the most important thing. You know, I think Christopher Greer will agree. If you don't ever feel that presence,
right.
Hey, something's up, buddy. And
it's
it is. It really is. Because let me tell you something. You've got to be fire on God every day of
that's
your
right.
life. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I mean, if a dude can get his belly button pierced.
Yeah.
and then turn to God.
I know.
I mean, God can do anything.
Yeah. God loves fat men that has belly button rings. He really does.
That was one time I lost a bet. I never should have made the bet. My wife will tell you.
I forgot what it was. Was it about a ball game or something?
No, it was with my old band. And my my drummer made a bet that he would get some piercings done. His daddy said that he wouldn't. Me, in a fit of stupidity, I said, no, you're not going to do that. And I said, if you do that, I'll get my belly button pierced. And before I knew it, I had a hand in my face, and I shook it. And then I realized, man, what did I just do? So I regretted it, but I did what I was supposed to do because I lost the bet.
Well, do you care if I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Is there any chance you might have a tattoo on the lower part of your back like chicks do?
You know,
what's that called? Oh, I'm not supposed to say what that's called.
No.
You can be honest with us.
Well, I thought about
a little butterfly or something.
Unicorn, something like that.
Maybe
a
rainbow with a unicorn on it. No, I don't have one.
I was just asking.
See, what's funny is his wife actually came to me and said that he won the bet. And he was like, hey, I'll go get my belly button pierced. I've been wanting to do that for years.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You're a bad boy is what you are. Anyway. You need Jesus, son.
Come on.
Thank God that I've got it. That's what I have to say about that.
Oh, me. All right, Zach. Why don't you kind of lead me into your testimony and tell me how God has what he's done in your life for you.
Man, Big D, if you would have came to me 2-3 years ago and said, Zach, we need you to come on the radio. First of all, I'd have been shocked. Second of all, to be talking about God, probably would have cussed you out.
That's all right.
You know, I was battling heroin and opiate addiction since high school, basically. You know, when I got out of high school and went to college and got a degree in partying and pharmaceuticals. You know, I ended up coming home, getting a job with a landscape company with one of my buddies. I had it made. Still battled with the addiction. Ended up losing that job. You know, I was in and out of jail, in and out of home, stealing from my mom and dad. You know, they literally would not let me over to the house. Even if they were there, they would lock the door. You know, it got to the point where they had to cut me off because there was nothing they could do to help me. You know, when growing up during the addiction, I knew that wasn't the life for me. I always knew that one day it was going to have to end. And if I ever got by myself in a spot where everything would weigh in on me, that emptiness inside of me would take over and it was terrible. So I always tried to surround myself with people so I never had to think about it like that. You know, and then I would try to self-medicate or get off it on my own. You know, I got court ordered to rehab, court ordered to this, that, whatnot. None of it ever worked. You know, I always had that emptiness inside of me that I tried to fill with the drugs. And 3 years ago in March, I was working out at Bridge Street in Huntsville, and I'd started dating a girl who is actually my wife today. And they caught me selling drugs at work. And so they suspended me, my wife, and my roommate at the time. And I went in. They said, we're going to talk about it. So my roommate and my girlfriend at the time went in there, and they were like, we don't know nothing. So I went in there, and they said, before I even started saying anything, they said, we know what you've been doing. You know, basically got you on camera. We're going to get the police involved. I stood up right then and there. I said, I'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good day. And I don't remember if it was that night or the next morning. Evidently, my wife, who her brother-in-law is one of the assistant pastors at the church, came to her, and she had 2 children at the time, and he told her, if you don't get off of this, we're calling DHR. And she said, well, I just started dating this guy, and I really like him, and I don't know what to do. And they said, you got to do what you got to do. Is this guy more important than your kids? So she came out there the next day, and we're sitting there, and she lays it on me that we can't be dating no more. And that small, still voice in my head that I've learned to be God said, wherever she's going, you need to go. Otherwise, you're going to be dead or in prison. So she called her parents. That's where she had just moved from Hawaii recently, and she was living at her parents' house. And she called, and they said, yeah, he can move out here. So I moved to Arab with a cell phone and a Walmart bag full of clothes. we moved out there. You know, I met everybody at the church, and my brother-in-law, like I said, he sat me down real quick, and there was no, you get this chance, you get that chance. There was, you do this or you don't. And so, like I said, I was in it, but I wasn't. I was battling with trying to get off the addiction. I was going back and forth. I'd go a few days taking Suboxone, and then I'd go back to the heroin. I'd go a few days, and I'd go back. And the night I actually got the Holy Ghost at a Bible study at his house and got high the night, that same night. And I was like, all right, this ain't going to work. Something's got to give. You know, I'm tired of living this life. I don't have nothing. And I was working out in Huntsville. I said, one last time. I got to the house and shot up, got in the shower. I called my wife and I said, either that's the best I've ever done or something's wrong. And next thing I know, I wake up with paramedics. I'm laid up in the bathtub and paramedics are sitting next to me asking me what I did. And I lied, of course. I said I did some Suboxone. They said, well, there's a syringe right there. And so they said, we're going to the hospital. I said, no, I'm good. They said, all right, we're calling DHR. And I said, let's go to the hospital where I need to get in at. So after that, I was like, you know, everybody at the church, you know, the thing about New Life is it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you've done. You know, they love you. They love me from the minute I walked in. And even when that had happened, it was like I was still there. I was still getting, you know, encouragement and patted on the back. And you can do this. And, you know, it was really humbling to hear people actually support me when I had just done this. So I got off the heroin. I was still on Suboxone. October, that was in June of 3 years ago. I don't know what year that is. In October, we got our own place, and I had a court date in Madison County. So I go into court. My wife's with me. We just moved in our own place, finally getting on our feet. But I was working a job where I wasn't going to church. I mean, I was going to church, but I wasn't doing anything outside of that. I was missing a lot of Bible studies, things I needed to be involved in. So I go into court. My name's on the docket. I'm like, okay, everything's fine. They never call my name. And I looked over at my wife, and I said, I'm about to go to jail today. She said, no, you're not. They called me up there, and, of course, they locked me up for a failure to appear. I go upstairs. They said I got to spend the night, you know, yada, yada. I'll be able to bond out in the morning, this and that. So I go to court the next morning. They say, your fiance's here. She's got the money to bond you out. How do you plead? And that's why I plead. And they're like, all right, she's going to get you out. So I go back upstairs, and about 4 hours go by. And I was like, something's not right. So I called her. She's crying. I was like, what's wrong? She said, you violated your probation in Limestone County by being in jail now. And I had missed a few payments. So basically, I had to spend 30 days there. Then I had to get transferred to Limestone County. And they wouldn't give me a day I was going to get out there. They just said I had to come, and then they'd give me a court date, and then I might get out. And granted, this is in November. So we had a wedding planned before Thanksgiving. You know, I missed my first Thanksgiving with my wife. You know, first Christmas, first New Year's, all that. So I get in jail, and I'm so mad at God. I'm like, God, what am I doing wrong? I laid all this down. I moved, you know, towns. I started a whole new life. I don't talk to anybody I used to talk to. What am I doing wrong? And he sat me down real quick and said, when you get out of here, there's not going to be anything you have to look back on anymore. You know, and 2 Corinthians 5:17 comes to me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, new things are become new. And he placed that on my heart. And he said, instead of sulking in yourself, how about you get in the word and you learn it and you go and witness to some other guys. So that's what I did. And in the meantime, I'm sitting in there and I have another court date pending in Marshall County. And so I called my wife, and my lawyer was like, no, he's going to have to sit. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be in Limestone County, miss this court date, go over here. You know, and that was another felony charge there. I'm going to have to go to court there. Then I'm going to have to go back to Limestone because I would violate again. So I was like, I'm about to be a vicious cycle. I don't know how many years I'm going to be locked up. That's what I'm preparing myself for that. Lawyer calls her back and says, hey, if you get Zach to sign this paper, I'll get court pushed off until he gets out of jail. So I was like, well, praise God. So I get out on a Friday. I'm in court on Monday for a felony theft. And I had stolen a gun from a pawn shop out in Arab. Just stupid. Just wanted to get high. I didn't care about nobody but myself. And, man, God was gracious on me again. I walked in there. The lawyer said, can you bring me $200 in 3 weeks? I said, I think I can pull that together. Why? What's up? He said, well, they're going to drop it to a misdemeanor and do 2 years unsupervised probation. And I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. So After that, I said, "All right, God, whatever you want to do, whatever you want, I'm going to sell out." You know, and I started working a job with my brother-in-law, least amount of money I'd ever made in my life, but I was around people that live for God. You know, I wasn't having to deal with the secular part of living for God and still going through the worldly stuff. I was surrounded by people who were encouraging me, and it was hard at first. You know, my wife was working full time and I was working like 1 or 2 days a week. And then, you know, it was really, really hard to trust God in those times. And, you know, I really got into the book of Proverbs, and I turned to Proverbs 3:5, you know, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. And that really sunk in, and I got on fire for that. I said, all right, God, whatever it is, I trust you. I'm just going to give it all to you. Next thing I know, I'm working every day. You know, everything's falling into place. God's really using us. And then July rolls around. I got out in January. And then July of that same year rolls around, and something happened. I'd come home, and that itch came up. I told my wife, I said, I'm about to go get high. So drove to Huntsville, met up with one of my old buddies, and he sold me some pills and didn't tell me it was heroin. Stamped his pills. So I did one in Huntsville, got back to ARAB. I was like, man, I feel great. Well, you know, I'm on top of the world. I was like, I'm gonna go ahead and do this other one so that way tomorrow I don't have the temptation. I did that other one, man, and I walked in the kitchen, and the last thing I remember is opening the fridge to get my son some milk. And then it was a dream. It was like I was dreaming of the first time I had overdosed. And in the dream, you know, it's the whole thing. In the shower, falling out, waking, you know, the paramedics there. And then at the end of it, there's a voice that says, Zach, that's strike two. There is no strike three. Are you going to serve me or are you not? And then I couldn't breathe. And then I woke up in a hospital bed pulling a tube out of my throat, throwing up all over myself. Come to find out, my wife was at the house doing CPR on me with my kids watching. Some new people that had come to the church who hadn't known us maybe 3 months had to get called to come pick our kids up because I had overdosed again. And man, it was rough. You know, I was laid up in the hospital bed crying my eyes out. Not, you know, why did I do this again? And so, like I said, God said that's strike two. So I said, all right, there's not going to be a strike three. I lay it all down. Nothing else. About a month later, we had somebody come to us, and I'd been telling my wife, I want to buy a house. We don't have credit, but I want to buy a house, you know, at least to own or whatever. These people came to us and they said, we want to buy you a house. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. Whatever. Met up with them, and they said, here's your limit. Go find you whatever house you want. And I said, man, that ain't nothing but God right there. I don't care if you're my brother, sister, whatever. You know, even if I have the money, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to buy a house for you. I'm sorry. You know, and they ended up signing the deed over to us, and we pay a mortgage to them. You know, and after that, we just really got on fire. We got a new pastor come in at New Life, and, you know, I basically told him, hey, man, I'm being called to preach. And I want you to take me under your wing. Whatever you want to teach me, whatever you want to do, I'm here. If you need anything, let me know. And I was serious about it. Every time the church doors was open, my family was there. We were on fire for God. And it was just like a snowball effect. You know, I went from being, Brother Chris has said it before, I was a funny frat boy coming to church. You know, I wasn't very serious about it. I mean, I was immature and everything. And then now, you know, that was a year and a half ago. And everybody told me, don't get impatient. Don't get discouraged. Stay on fire. Just keep going. When that door opens, you're going to turn around and you're going to be like, wow, God, I don't know how I got here, but that's where I'm at right now. We have a.
Can I say something?
Go for it.
This is the same guy. This is the same guy that this last week, he's down at the altar and we've got kids praying other kids through to the Holy Ghost, and then going out to adults and laying on hands. You know, this is the change that God's made. This is not the man that I knew when I first came to New Life. He's not. That man's gone. You know, what I see in front of me now, that's a man of God. You know, that's somebody that I respect to the utmost, and he's earned that respect. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that, Brother Chris. That's truly humbling.
So I'll interject here for a few minutes.
So let me tell you something through my life experiences, and I've been through it all, okay? Sometimes the best place that you can go is on the very bottom.
That's right.
Because he's above you, and he's always willing to pick you up.
That's right.
One of the main things that, human beings do for some reason is to blame God for everything. Our God is a mighty God that wants nothing bad to happen to you. But yet he gives you that choice every single day to live the life that you want to live.
Right.
If you want to live it bad, you go ahead. But if you want to surrender to him, he's always there.
That's right.
The next thing that I tell everybody that I meet is there's one being that works harder than anybody that you'll ever know in your life, and that's Satan. He works hard every day because he wants Zach to stay with that heroin and everything else. He wants you to.
That's right.
And he will talk to you every day, and he will encourage you. It's only one more hit, buddy. That's
right.
I mean, you're going to be okay.
One more hit's all it takes. And, you know, it's funny you said that. We started an addiction recovery class at the church 6 to 8 weeks ago, and we had 10 people. We're pushing 30, 40 people now. And not last week, but the week before that, I was up there. And you know, you said God's waiting on us, and he really is. You know, if you can really understand in your mind that God is standing there with arms open, just waiting on you to approach him, he's not going to, you know, smack you or, you know, hit you around for what you've been doing. All he's doing is standing there waiting. And when you come before him and you repent and you say, God, I can't do this on my own. I'm nothing without you. Please take this, you know, take me and mold me. Do with me as you please. And he really wraps us in his arms. And that's what, you know, Christ-like love is. It's, he's always there. He's never changing. And, you know, whenever, it took me a long time to really fathom that. And whenever I got that understanding, it was like, wow, all my mess ups, all my mistakes, all my filth, God's still standing there. You know, he wants us broken. He doesn't, I've had a lot of people say, oh, well, let me get this in line. Let me get that before I come to church. And I'm like, you don't have to. God wants you as you are. If you're not broken, he can't fix you.
Amen.
You know, and I tell people, you know, back in the old days, whenever they would form pottery, they'd put a thumbprint in it if it was going to a king's palace. And I'm like, that's the same thing God wants to do. God wants to sit there and mold you into what he wants you to be. And he wants to put his thumbprint in you. So when you go out into the world, people don't see Zach anymore. People see the man of God. People see Christ through us. You know, and that's really what we are called to be. You know, and for that to happen, the only way to do it is to sell out.
Look, I've never done this before, but we're going to do it. First time ever on the Big D Show. Do you know why? Because I want to make sure that you're always covered in God. I'm actually going to stop my broadcast right now, and us three guys are going to lay our hands on you, and we're going to pray for you.
Amen.
And you're always going to be the way you are right now.
Amen.
God, cover Brother Zach. Lord, protect him, protect his family. Keep him growing, God. Keep him strong. Keep him focused, God, as he goes out and does your will, not his will. Because it's not about us anymore. It's not about what we want. It's not about what we need. It's about your will. It's about what you want for us, God.
Have your way, God.
Have your way in his life. As we grow, as we go through revival, God, let this man lead. Lord, let this man do your will. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you.
All right, look. There's a first for everything on Big D Show. Right. And that was a first.
Thank you very much.
And let me tell you something. I believe with all my heart, he'll cover you every day.
Amen.
Don't ever given to temptation again.
Yes, sir.
Because Satan is alive, and all he wants, because he already knows I'm a loser.
That's right.
And I'm going to the lake of fire. And by golly, I'm going to take every human being that I can. Right. He'll never take you.
That's right.
It was my honor to have you on my show.
Thank you very much.
And coming up, we have Christopher Greer, and he's going to be jamming Mark and Bay Brook. So we're going to be jamming here in a few minutes. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Angel. No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station. Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, floor pool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. I hope you like the Rolling Stones, do you?
Oh, I love the Rolling Stones.
Not as much as me, but not as much as me. So look, I'm on Facebook and I see that you're fixing to hit a local barbecue place and do playing February 2nd.
Yep.
15th, 16th, is that what it is?
No, it's 16th and
17th. 16th and 17th. So... I hope they give you free barbecue, too.
They might. I don't know. Let's cross our fingers.
Look, if there's any chance that you can talk them into giving us some free barbecue, me and Christopher Greer is going to be down there. We'll eat some barbecue. And tell us where you're going to be at.
What do you mean? This
at the barbecue place.
At the barbecue place?
Yeah.
I'm not real sure.
It's in Bremen.
Yeah, it's in Bremen.
In Bremen.
Yeah. Okay. It's on 222, like you're going the back way to Dodge City, and it's right there on the right.
Okay. Yep. So, y'all come check her out. She's going to have a big old tip jar, so you break out your 20s and your hundreds, and you fill it full, and then she'll be back again real quick.
Yeah.
So what are you going to sing for us tonight?
I've been getting a lot of requests for some Jewel.
So, I love Jewel, by the way.
I'm going to be doing Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel.
Awesome. Good. Let's hear it.
The lobby, know they're on TV. They say they're better than you, and you agree. You said, oh, my calls behind the curve across the stairs. Come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, lawyer's bill will never cure a cheap thrill. You know you love them if you put them in your will, but who will save your soul when it comes to the flower now? Who will save your soul after those lies you told, boy? will save your soul if you won't save your own. La da 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 da. Try to hustle, try to bust 'em, try to curse 'em. The cops want someone to bust down on a New Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another war, another tower went up where the homeless had their homes. So we pray to many different gods and flowers, but we call religion our friend. So what about saving our soul? Pray that God will take his toll, but we forget to begin. Who will save your soul when it comes to plow now? Who will save your soul after those lies you told, boy? Who will save your soul if you won't save your own? La da 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 da. Some are walking, some are talking, some are stalking the queue. Get social securities, but that don't pay the bills. I got addictions to feed, they are mouths to pay. So I bargain with the devil, say okay for today. So your love, I'll take your money and run. Say it's been a swell, sweetheart. It's just one of those sweet little things, those strings you gotta cut. Get out on the streets, girls, and bust your butts. Who will say, oh, you're so old, oh, 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 after those, no, oh, oh, lies you told? Who will say, you're so old, if you won't save your own? La da 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 da.
Is that not the craziest thing? How she constantly sings every song the perfect way every time. I mean, it's incredible. It really is.
Thank you.
I hate to brag on you all the time. You have got so much freaking talent. It's unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
I mean, it's crazy. So, look, I have been slacking, I'll admit. But still, April 21st, Big D has a concert coming on. Camp Liberty, Baileyton, Alabama, and you're going to hear Bay Brooke at my concert. So she's going to be bringing her guitar and singing. So all we need is a few thousand people to show up, and we're going to have a good time at Camp Liberty. So Nashville recording artist Wes Brown will be at Camp Liberty at my concert, along with a few other surprises. So, yeah. Big D may pull up in the limousine, and then Bay will kick me out, and then she'll start riding. So. But I'll ride for at least a minute. All right, so, look, I'm just going to go by y'all. Are you going to do another one?
Yeah, if y'all don't mind. I was going to do some Tracy Chapman.
Ah, Hush Up. I love that song, by the way. I can remember. Because I think it came out in the early to mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to it all the time.
This one in Fast Car has got to be my favorite.
Yes,
I love Fast Car.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Hurry up. Strum that guitar, girl.
Give me one reason to stay here and I'll turn our back around. Oh, give me one reason to stay here and I'll turn our back around. Yeah. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely, lonely. Yeah, you gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number and I know that you got mine. Yeah. Oh, baby, I got your number and I know that you got mine. You can call me, baby. Call me at any time. I don't want no one to squeeze me. They might take over my life. Yeah, yeah, I don't want no one to squeeze me. Be my take away my life. I just want someone to hold me and run me through the night. Yeah. One reason to stay here, and I'll turn my back around. Oh, oh, give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn my back around. Yeah. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. This is you, oh, I can love you. And give you what you need. Yeah, hey, I said this before, I can love you. And give you what you need. Yeah. Ooh, give me one reason. Yeah. Give me one reason to stay here. Baby, give me a reason why. Yeah, give me one reason to stay here. Give me a reason why.
As good as that song was, you are banned from ever singing that song again. Mark Ryan was over here swinging his hips, and I thought he was fixing to give Chris for a lap dance. And I'm like, oh, my God, no, Mark.
No, Mark.
You're singing
the first
song you did here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
Mark Ryan, do you have a pole at your house? I want to know right now.
Oh,
look, man. Are you a part-time pole dancer?
I don't
you're hey, you're amongst friends, buddy. You can tell us if you do.
Look at his face, it's red.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
I don't know why you're embarrassed. They talked about my belly button right there. I don't know which one
works. This section of the show is brought to you by the Butt Crack Candle Company. We are one crack ahead of the competition. Oh. Go ahead, Christopher.
Need a little light, need a little heat, need some air to smell so good and knocks her off her feet. Come on and grab you a butt naked candle. Smells so good, you know you should, but it's too hot to handle. Our baby's on her way, riding a little flame. Sin and sense of mood, and now I know she feels the same. Come on and grab you a butt naked candle. Smells so good, you know you should, but it's too hot to handle. For those special occasions when you need a little bit of heat, grab yourself a double handful of butt naked candle. Made right here in Sweet Home, Alabama.
And I swear, you better write me a check as much as I promote your business. And I don't even know you, and I promote your business. Oh, you better write me a check. Soon.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. We want a case of candles.
So funny.
We do not want the butt crack scent, though, but we do want... Oh. Look, I like French vanilla. What do y'all like?
You know, I'm good with pretty much anything.
Anything? Anything but the butt crack smell?
The maple scents.
Maple
sugar and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're spice, sweet. You're a sweet guy.
Yeah. Just for the amount of laughs that we got from that company, it's been totally worth it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm serious. They should write me a check.
No, the belly button ring is gone. Thank you, Brother Zach.
Where did that go?
Let me ask you this. If you ever been over to tie your shoes, did that earring kind of get stuck or something? Like in the...
Did you say your wife made it be like Hello Kitty dangly?
She wanted a rhinestone Hello Kitty.
Rhinestone cowboy.
Rhinestone cowboy.
But they said, no, you can only have a bar. And I was like, okay, I'm good with that.
Man, you need to fancy it up a little bit.
Come on. I'll send you a picture.
Up your game.
I don't want to look at it.
I want to see it.
Look, do you still have it?
No, man.
Are you sure?
The bet was I had to get it, and I had to wear a cutoff T-shirt to one band practice so they could laugh at me while we practiced.
That was a pretty sight.
No, man. Dude,
did you show any boob or anything?
Retinas. That's what I got to say about that.
Oh, jeez.
Your wife said she's married to Beavis.
Beavis and Butthead. So, you know, what kind of freaks me out is and I'm not saying nothing bad about anybody, but the folks have got their tongues pierced, you know, and they constantly, like, stick their tongue out because they want to show everybody the bar that's sticking out of it. I don't know.
I don't get it.
I mean, I wonder, do you lose your sense of taste by having that?
I don't know. Have you ever heard someone talk right after they got it done?
No, I have not.
Oh, my. Like the people use them.
I swear to God, it's not. It does not affect my pizza at all.
Oh, yeah.
I Nick still, Faulkner's on. Say hello.
Hi, Nick.
Nick Faulkner, former singer of Down South, is on the Big D Radio Show. We're heading down south with Nick Faulkner. Nick Faulkner with no... But Nick, look, Nick Faulkner loves me so much he cut his hair again, and he wanted to look like Big D, so he's like, let me tell you something, he buzzed that head.
You know what? I've got most respect for Nick.
I love Nick. I love Nick.
Nick, if you're watching, buddy, I respect you like you would.
Nick Faulkner, come back on the Big D Radio Show. Look, I was aggravating him. I was aggravating him one night about his long hair, and he's like, really? And then next thing I know, he cuts it all off. So, you know, he could have shared his hair to that, what is it, Locks of something?
Locks of Love.
Locks of Love is what it is. Yeah, he should have done that.
For you. I mean, you've got a pretty big head.
I know. I got a real big head. I could have made a wig out of that. All that hair he had.
I thought about growing my beard out and then combing the beard.
That would be sweet. That would be sweet. The crap we talk about on the Big D Show.
You know what? It's always fun though.
Brought to you by the Butt Naked Candle Company because they will not send Big D a check.
Yeah.
I need to be promoting my DJ business instead of this freaking candle company every
week. If you ever need a theme song, let me know.
I'll do it.
Just right. Got it quick, yeah.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? Bae, are you going to do another one?
I was actually going to see what they had to play.
Oh, what are y'all going to play something?
Nick said he's coming to see us. He's ready to come see us.
Next week, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, man. Check your calendar.
How about we do At the Mercy of a Storm? And then you can do yours, and if we got time, we'll just stay down.
Sure.
You good with that?
Yeah.
We're actually going to play something that Mark wrote tonight. He's got a whole lot of good music that we
You can take that off the tripod.
And your live feed?
Yeah.
Get on around there, buddy.
We only have 32 live feeds on Facebook right now, so.
Yeah, that's awesome, buddy.
We're going to streamline this process a little bit.
This song is called At the Mercy of the Storm.
At the Mercy of the Storm. Mark Ryan, Christopher Greer, live.
Right. You ready, bro?
I'm ready.
All right.
Strapping in.
When I was young, life was so easy. Sea was calm, skies were clear. It's time for my troubles mounted. It seemed to grow each passing year. Lost in storms before the rainbows. Sometimes it's hard to live life right. Walk within my Savior's footsteps. Show the world my little light. Walk the stormy waters to reach me. Let this holy word teach me. Without His mercy, I'd be lost. Sacrifice and pain. In the
His name I was reborn. Through His love He set me free. To me I didn't have to be at the mercy of the storm. When I look into the mirror, the old man's face stares back at me. Cloudy now, my eyes see clearer. But all this wisdom wasn't free. I know I made plenty of mistakes. I never said it wasn't true. My God took away my pain. My God dried up all the rain. He can do the same for you. Walked on stormy waters to reach me. Left His holy word to teach me. Without His mercy I'd be lost. Sacrifice and pain. In His name I was reborn. Through His love He set me free. To me I didn't have to be at the mercy of the storm. At the mercy of the storm.
This is brought to you by Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. Call Big D 256-736-3888 and let me come DJ your prom, wedding, dance, or whatever you have. Look, you may just want to have a party for grandma. I'll come DJ it. I don't care. You got money, I DJ.
We'll spin you right round, baby, right round.
We will play some Rat and some Lover Boy. We don't care. All right, time's ticking. What's next, guys?
How about Black Sheep Blues, man?
Yeah, sure. Is really, you know, just dirty blues. It took me about 15 minutes to write, but based on a little personal experience. And I know, Mama, you're not watching, but when you do eventually see this video, I love you very much.
There you go.
Well, the family that I come from, you probably hear them say, what went wrong with firstborn son? Why'd he turn out that way? Well, no one can really take the blame. Not my mom or my dad. Just because I'm not the same, that doesn't mean that I'm all bad. I'm just the black sheep of the family. All grown up and now I know. Can you ever believe I'll leave? Everywhere I go, my poor mother, she won't understand why I sometimes smell like smoke, or why I've got all my tattoos, if she only knew about the pick and poke. Oh mama, won't you understand, it doesn't mean you fail if I see the world through different eyes, or even been to jail. I'm just the black sheep of the family, all grown up and now I know. And you better believe I'll leave a mark everywhere I go. Well, I was raised with manners, I know how to set the table, but when it came to acting right, I simply wasn't able. And in the family portrait, well, it sure ain't hard to see the odd one out there on the end. You guessed it, hey, it's me. I'm just the black sheep of the family, all grown up and now I know. And you better believe I leave a mark everywhere I go.
Oh my God, I love that. That was incredible.
That was anybody, any black sheep out there? Oh my God.
Right, look, we're all black sheep. So what are you talking about?
Thank you.
So how long did it take you to write that song?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That was incredible. I love that.
The blues are real easy. And, I'm honored that y'all are featuring something that I wrote, you know, for a debut. You know, I figured I'd just kind of.
That was awesome. It really was.
That was cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Look, me and Bay was over here going.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we lay that one down in the studio.
Yeah.
It's just a fun
song. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, look, I've got some tricks up my sleeve pretty soon in my future, so I'm going to debut you here one day pretty soon.
Awesome. We got time for one more.
Of course we got time for one more.
Why don't we do Stay Down, Mark? You good with that? This one is kind of written from the viewpoint of somebody who's lost and they can't find themselves. This song is called Stay Down. A single rose comes drifting down, silhouetted against pale blue sky. Dozens of people wearing their Sunday best. I can't touch them no matter how I try. From the bottom of my grave, the devil tells me just stay down. Surrounded by the mistakes I've made, the devil tells me just stay down. Just stay down again. Moving, I don't hear a sound. Getting hard to see, the light is fading fast. I try and touch them, they're just out of reach. My heart stops its beat as I join with the past. Tells me just stay down. Surrounded by the mistakes I've made, devil tells me just stay down. Tells me just stay down again.
Just stay down.
Tells me to stay down again. Bottom of my grave, devil tells me just stay down. Running by the mistakes I made, devil tells me just stay down. Tells me to stay down again. Tells me to stay down again.
Just stay.
Awesome. That was an awesome song. Love that. That was incredible. So, look, I've got a lot of things going on in my life right now, and I have been slacking, but I am going to get the concert in gear, and I'm going to have a lot more information coming within the next week or two. So, a lot more information coming. You'll be able to see Mark Ryan and Christopher Greer at Camp Liberty also live in concert. And, man, we're going to have so much fun out there. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Yeah. So we only have like 45 seconds, but Jay always likes to yell at me when I go over. So go ahead, Bay, hurry up one more.
Hey, let me find out we get this.
Cuss me later, Jay.
I got a right to be wrong. My mistakes is what made me strong. I got a mind on my own. Flesh and blood to the bone. I'm not made of stone. I got a right to be wrong. So just leave me alone. I got a right to be wrong. I've been headed to got to break free, so I can finally breathe, yeah. Got a right to be whole, I'm gonna sing my own song. I may be singing out of key, but it sure feels good to me. I got a right to be wrong, so just leave me alone.
Swing them hips, Mark, hurry up.
I wanted to throw
two
things behind you.
Me too. So do I. And I'm trying to be respectful, though.
Yeah. Line about out of key, I'm like, not here.
All right, Zach, if you'll come over here on this end of the table. Bay, if you'll give him the microphone, slide it over there toward him. And brother, I'm so impressed with you. We're going to let you pray us out real quick.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity that we've all had to just worship your name, God. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Continue to mold us into the perfect creations that you have called for us, God. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're dealing with, God, let us lean on you in every situation. Lord, place a hedge of protection around us as we go out into the world. And Lord, let us remember to always be doing your work, God. Have your way in our lives. We give you all the praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can catch Big D. Little D, Coleman attorney Melvin Hasten, also known as Triple Threat, next Tuesday on Understanding the Law at 6 p.m. right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. Next Thursday, 6:30 p.m., the crew will be back in here, and we're going to have a little more fun. So, most importantly, God bless you, and God bless America. We'll catch you next time.